Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Game one of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and after a three RBI day on Sunday, we're joined by Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me be here, man. I'm glad to be here again in Biloxi. I enjoy the time here. I enjoy the fans, the people. It's been nice.
What's it like not being one of two Carlos Rodriguez's this year?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I'm the only one here now, so it's way easier to the people.
You don't get your laundry loops mixed up again like last year?
Yeah, that's what happened last year.
What's it been like in that clubhouse? Because there are a lot of familiar faces for you that you played with last year.
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, it's almost the same team as last year. We were last year, like, the whole squad here, so it's been nice to meet them here now. So, yeah, we're fine.
What's it like as well to have Eduardo Garcia in the clubhouse? You had a lot of Venezuelans last year. At one point, it was seven, but you got Eduardo as your other fellow Venezuelan in there.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, he's learning a lot. He's the first time here, so, yeah, I got his back now.
How much have you helped him out with it being his first year in AA?
Yeah, I help him out a lot because he's now an outfielder, so, yeah, it's making the change.
Have you helped him find out all the best Venezuelan spots? Because I know we talked about the arepas last year that you'd find down here on the coast. Have you helped him find those this year?
Yeah, I try.
One of the big things for you this offseason is that for the first time in your career, you're able to play winter ball in Venezuela. How special is that for you to get to play in your home country?
It was very special because my family doesn't have a visa to come here to see me playing here. So they went all the games there. And it was a lot of fun to me to play in front of everybody, like my friends, my family. It was very fun.
When you played for Navajantes de Magallanes, your hometown team and the team you grew up watching play, how special was that opportunity?
It was very special, man. They have a lot of good center fielders, and they gave me that responsibility last year, so it was fine. It was good.
How much did that help with your development? Because in Venezuela, it is a lot of guys with AAA or big league experience who are on the older side of things.
Yeah, they have a good level on that league. We have a couple of big leaguers on our team, too. So, yeah, it was very fun to play with those guys.
How exciting was it to learn from some of those guys who'd been at the big league level?
It's awesome, man. I mean, I enjoyed my time there. I learned a lot. So, yeah, it was very good for me.
What was the biggest thing you took from your winter ball experience?
I mean, like, play hard, every game matters. So, yeah, that was the key in the winter league.
What was it like the first game you played in Venezuela in front of your family? That had to be just such a special moment to play in front of them for the first time.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. I was scared. Yeah, but other than that, it was fine. It was very good.
What was your favorite moment from winter ball?
When I hit a homer. I hit a homer over there, so yeah, it was very fun to me.
Well, now, what were the crowds like as well? Because you go to any baseball game in Latin America, and it's just a full-on party for nine innings or however long the game lasts. What was it like to hit a home run in front of all those fans when they got the drums, they got the bands, they got the chants, they got the banners, they got the whole nine yards out there?
Yeah, they got everything over there, man. We played every game for like 8,000 people, something like that. But yeah, it was very fun.
How much does that music and that emotion and that energy from the crowd help you out while you're playing?
Yeah, it was just crazy, man. It was like I'm playing in my town, in my city.
And speaking of that, you have a new glove this year and new cleats this year, both of them in the same color as Navajantes. How special is that to be able to rep them throughout the year?
Yeah, it was special because I played good over there. So, yeah, I bring it here. I just bring the good vibes, the good place, and that's it, yeah.
How special is that team to you? Obviously, the team that you watched growing up, but a team that has really meant a lot to you throughout your career, both in the youth stage and now playing professionally.
Yeah, it's very special for me because my dad is, I mean, he likes that team. We went, like, for a lot of games before I got signed with them. So, yeah, it's very special to me.
What was your favorite moment growing up with Navajantes, going to all their games?
Like, when they won the tournament over there, they won a couple times. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
The Venezuelan League or the Caribbean Series?
No, the Venezuelan League. Yeah.
It's always a fun time.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Carlos, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats on the winter ball success and looking forward to keeping continued success here in Biloxi.
Yeah, that's true, man. We need to keep going, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts at 6:35.